Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. All right, joining me today is Dr. Andy Woods, along with Aaron is back for an update about some things happening in Israel. We're going to get to a pastor, so-called pastor, by the name of Doug Wilson. We dealt with this last night for about 45 minutes with Tom Littleton and Dr. Andy Woods. So you can watch the extended version of it at worldviewtube.com. I do want to touch on it briefly here because I think it is very important for our audience to understand. Now, I've been following who Doug Wilson is for several years. Many of you maybe are not familiar with him, but now he's being interviewed by people like Charlie Kirk and Tucker Carlson. I think Charlie Kirk and Tucker are libertarians. I am not a libertarian. I would find myself agreeing with libertarians on some issues, but overall, libertarians tend to have more of a liberal ideology when it comes to social issues, right? So I am definitely not a libertarian. Tucker is not what I would call a conservative. I would call him a libertarian. Same thing with Charlie Kirk. And I do agree with some of the things they do and appreciate some of the things they say. I don't appreciate some of the recent comments by Tucker Carlson related to the Israel or his interviewing of certain people that he should have given the alternative time to as well related to Christian Zionism or Zionism. But I want to know, why are people like Tucker Carlson and Charlie Kirk all of a sudden swerving into my wheelhouse? Theology. They have no business being in the theological realm. Neither one of them has any kind of theological foundation that I can see that qualifies them to sit and discuss theology on the air. Off the air, yeah, sure. On the air, not a good idea. And I definitely don't think people should be getting their theological understanding from Tucker Carlson or Charlie Kirk or from guests like, well, they've recently had Doug Wilson, who is a hyper neo-Calvinist at best. False teacher is probably more accurate. We'll tell you why, because this guy now is penetrating the so-called conservative talk radio world, and you need to be warned. Joining me first up is Aaron Lavarko from Israel, our reporter on the ground, brought to you by WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation makes this possible and has set up our broadcast center with him and supports him with love offerings so he can have the time and find the time to do this for us as broadcast ministry. So again, thank you for your support at WVWFoundation.com. Aaron, welcome back to the broadcast for today's quick update. What's happening in the region now?
Hi, Brannon. Shalom. It's good to be with you. It's Shabbat here. It's the Sabbath. So we say Shabbat Shalom. Have a peaceful Sabbath.
Same to you, my friend.
Thank you. Things are really not looking good up in the north. We have not only had a week of fires where Hezbollah from Lebanon have been attacking and sending drones, lighting fires and incinerating tens of thousands of acres of land, trees, shrubs, animals, dogs, horses, some burned alive. Then a major city up on the north, Kiryat Shmona, a shopping mall was hit yesterday. That's a serious attack. Fortunately, most of the people in these cities up in the north are not living there. But they want to go back home, and they are putting pressure on our government. Now, our government, they are more and more and more making plans for the civilians to be prepared for the coming days, weeks, maybe months, where we've been talking about this for the last week or two. An imminent war is going to break out with Lebanon. Our chief of staff, Chezi Levy, has been talking about it. Now, while this is going on, President Joe Biden is telling not Hezbollah, but Israel, not to ignite the situation, not to inflame the situation. We are the ones being told to calm ourselves. So, in other words, Brandon, we are told that our strategy must be one of passivity. We can defend ourselves, but we've got to be passive in our defending ourselves. Now, that's like being in a game of sport, being a boxer in a ring, getting hit, 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 getting knocked down, getting up, but not allowed to go on the attack. And this is what the situation we are facing.
And then, by the way, let's add to this. I don't even know if you know this yet, but it's breaking that this is the Ambassador Gilad Erdan. Do you know who that is? Ambassador Gilad Erdan? You know who that
yes.
is? Okay.
Yes, he is Israel's ambassador to the United Nations.
All right, here's what he just put out. I received the official notification about the Secretary General. That's the Secretary General of the UN. That would be the Marxist Secretary General of the United Nations, Guterres. The Secretary General's decision to put the IDF on the, quote, blacklist, end quote, of countries and organizations that harm children. This yeah. is simply outrageous and wrong, because Hamas has been using children for terrorism and uses schools and hospitals as military compounds. I responded to the shameful decision and said that our army is the most moral in the world. The only one being blacklisted is the Secretary General, who incentivizes and encourages terrorism and is motivated by hatred towards Israel. Secretary General
Absolutely.
Should be ashamed of himself. By the way, let's not forget, this is the Marxist Secretary General, Guterres, who has said horrific anti-Semitic things about Israel. I believe that from the videos I've played. That's what that is. And yet it's his UN terrorists that have been over in Gaza with the UNRWA school, with weapons in those buildings, training the terrorists, training them to hate the Jews, to kill the Jews, to be in jihad, involved in jihad, and some of those graduates and staff celebrating over October 7th. That's the terrorist organization in cahoots with the terrorist, known as the UN, in cahoots with the terrorist Hamas. So would we be shocked that those that partner with Hamas would be condemning Israel? No.
Yeah. You know, Brennan, my parents brought me up, they raised me up, to respect people in authority, to respect elders, to respect everyone. Here is the leader of the United Nations, and you would think that a man in a position like that, he works his way up. He's got credibility to get into a position like that. But when they come out, and the list that you've just read out of the history, and you've just shared a little bit, but the UNRWA, who fund the terrorism, and his Marxist views, there's, you know, it's very hard for me to say a bad thing about a leader, but I'm sorry. When he comes out and puts us on a blacklist to say that we harm children, he knows very, very well that Hamas are using children as human shields. He knows it.
And he's adding you, by the way, to a list of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram.
Yeah.
So Israel is on the same list now as ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram as far as the blacklist of countries that supposedly killed children. And I do believe, obviously, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram should be on there. But now Israel finds itself on the this list with the UN. Give me a break.
You know, Brandon, the book of Proverbs talks about, you know, six things that the Lord detests. And one of them is a lying tongue. And you know what it's like either in a family or in a community or in a church. When people gossip and spread slander and lies, it is very destructive and damaging. How much more the leader of the United Nations saying these things, the damage that this is going to cause Israel by fabricating the narrative. We are paying a huge price internationally, and Hamas knows it, and they are winning on this strategy. We need people's prayers. We need this to turn around. We need some sense of justification in this. You know, I would like to remind people from a biblical perspective, wherever the Israelites went, the Ark of the Covenant went before them. And one of the things in the Ark of the Covenant was the rod of Aaron. And what was the rod of Aaron? The rod of Aaron speaks for God's vindication because people were challenging the authority of Aaron. It got his rod got thrown down and the Lord made it bud. We need the Lord of vindication. I'm not saying we're perfect, but like Ambassador Erdogan said, we are the most moral military in the world. This is hard work on the field of the media. This is even more destructive than what's going on out in the field. And that's why your show and what I'm doing here, that's why I'm willing to stand up and fight and be counted. And I hope there are people listening who go out there and share a voice for what's true and what's right and stand up for Israel.
Indeed.
I'm sorry, I'm quite upset about this.
No, I'm glad you have some passion. You need some righteous indignation on this one, that's for sure. Let me go to Dr. Woods. Let's bring Dr. Woods in. Dr. Woods, what are your thoughts on what Aaron's reporting on the ground there in Israel today, Doc?
Well, it's sad, but it's not surprising. Israel is treated with a double standard. I mean, could you imagine on 9/11... And keep in mind, October 7th was Israel's 9/11.
That's right.
If not worse, when you look at it in a per capita basis. But could you imagine us being hit on 9/11 and the world community turning around and telling us to, you know, restrain ourselves instead of condemning the people that attacked us on 9/11? I mean, there was a peace treaty prior to October the 7th, and Hamas broke it. And Israel has every right, as would any sovereign nation, the United States included, to root out terrorism within its own territory and borders. And the fact that Israel's hands are constantly being tied either by the Biden administration or by the world community, it just demonstrates that Israel always is treated somehow by a different set of rules in comparison to the rest of the world. And it's detestable, but at the same time, it's not surprising prophetically because Zechariah twice, chapter 12, verse 3 and chapter 14, verse 2, clearly indicates that the world, every nation, will turn against Jerusalem and Israel. And so this treating Israel with a different set of gloves is just an outworking of that prophecy. Moral indignation, yes. Shock and surprise prophetically, no. We should expect this kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, Aaron, any other updates you need to give us before we let you go?
Well, yeah, the West Bank is filled with terrorists wanting to infiltrate. We've had a number of cases this week. A quarter of an hour up the road from where I live, there were 17 that were smuggled in by Jewish Israeli employers who got them fake passports or fake IDs, and he was caught.
Why would a Jewish individual do that? Money? What?
Cheap labor. But he is selling his soul for cheaper labor. That's the problem.
Anything else?
I could go on and on and on. We need your prayers, Brennan. You know, a lot of the Muslims here, they are saying through social media that they believe they're on the verge of Israel being annihilated. And there's a kind of a feel that that's going to happen. especially up here in the north. So we need prayers. And our leader of our opposition, Benny Gantz, on Saturday night.
Hold right there. Hold right there. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. I want to thank you for all your support at WVWFoundation.com that helps make possible pushing out 24/7 content for free. Without your support, we'd have to put it all behind a paywall. But thanks to you and your support through our foundation, we're able to push it out for free as a broadcast service and broadcast ministry of WVW Foundation. Please consider going there and setting up an automatic monthly contribution, or go there and make an occasional contribution. If you prefer to support us through the mail, you'll find our mailing address there at wvwfoundation.com. You can also call and make your contribution over the phone by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. Again, all these details are available at wvwfoundation.com. Thank you for your support as we try to help people around the world understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. And all of our programs are available on demand at worldviewtube.com. Our nightly news, Brandon House Live, and so much more. Dr. Andy Wood's program, Dr. Rob Lindstedt. worldviewtube.com. Please tell your family and friends about it, and we appreciate that. Don't forget about 2 o'clock Central coming up here, top of the hour, is Crosstalk with Jim Schneider, America's original Christian talk program since the 1970s on about 140 outlets nationwide. Full details on their network and all of their great Christian programming is available at VCY, V as in Victor, VCYAmerica.org. Let's go back to you, Aaron, before we go to Dr. Woods for more. Tell us again, what is Benny Gantz saying?
So when the war began, Benny Gantz, who was in the opposition, he was invited to come into the government for an emergency war cabinet. So he's not an official member of the government, but for the war's sake, he and others are part of the government. So tomorrow night, he is making an announcement on the news, and all social and political media are saying he is going to resign from that cabinet.
What?
And he will. He's already warned. He said if Netanyahu does not come up with some kind of plan the day after, and even for the North, that he is pulling out of that coalition. So it's not a surprise, but the concern is that other right-wing parties who are not in Netanyahu's coalition, as well as Benny Gantz and other centrists and left parties, they are snowballing a coalition together, and they are wanting to topple the government at a time of war. So it's pretty obvious that Benny Gantz is going to leave this coalition. And don't forget, he is a real puppet already. He's a puppet of Joe Biden and that agenda. So we know where he's going. We know what he's going to do. He's in the field. He's in the camp that wants to go back to October the 6th, where we just resign, that we're just going to have to live with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. So this is a bit premature to talk about it now, but let's see what happens on Saturday night, when it's imminent that he is going to resign and put more pressure on our government, as if they're not under enough of pressure.
Is there any chance the current government of the war government, the war cabinet of Benjamin Netanyahu, could collapse?
Well, the war cabinet is not the concern. That can collapse as long as he has his majority coalition. All the other parties, they remain in power. That's fine. But of course, the moment Benjamin Netanyahu makes a decision that any one of his parties in his coalition doesn't agree with, like Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, then they say, okay, you're not going to follow what we want, then we will pull out. So the war cabinet collapsing, that's not the imminent danger. That can happen. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing because it breaks the unity between left and right. It's not good. We need unity at this moment. But it's his coalition, his core coalition, That needs to stay together, and that's not under such a threat at this stage, but there are cracks there. There are warning signs.
All right, keep us posted. If you need to come on over the weekend, let me know. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks. Pleasure, Bren. Bless
Aaron,
you.
You too, my friend. Aaron will be one of the keynote speakers, by the way, at our upcoming Ozarks Worldview Weekend, 21st annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Thursday night, October 31st, is the optional concert banquet. And then the real conference gets underway officially on Friday night, November 1st, with Colonel Rob Manis, Aaron Lavarko, live in the building from Israel, Dr. Rob Linstead, Jerome Hadian, Dr. Andy Woods, Patrick Wood, Leo Holman, and we added Bill Federer yesterday. So all the details are, and to secure your seats, which are going fast, is at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. You'll also find our phone number there if you prefer to secure your seats over the phone. All right, joining me now is Dr. Andy Woods of, again, andywoodsministries.org. Dr. Woods, again, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for being here.
Brandon, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into a Middle East update, prophecy update, I think this fits actually with prophecy. I want to go to an article at 30piecesofsilver.org by our friend Tom Littleton. We covered this for 45 minutes last night. I don't know any broadcast, certainly out there in the television world, that would cover what we did for 45 minutes or have guests like you on. But it is so vital that we have shows like this, because so many people are being confused and deceived in the church and outside of the church walls. And that is now deception by someone I believe is a false teacher. That's my theological position on him. And that is a hyper-extreme Calvinist by the name Dominionist, I think clearly we could describe him as. And that is Doug Wilson. And now that he's being interviewed and promoted by Tucker Carlson and Charlie Kirk. So this is going to be very confusing for a lot of non-Christians as well as Christians. So we need to do what the Bible says and warn of those men who have risen from within, who will draw away the disciples after themselves. That's what we're told to do in the book of Acts. This is a biblical mandate, not a suggestion. Agree or disagree, Dr. Woods?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there was a book written back in the late 1980s. I'm going to hold this up if I could. I don't know if you can see that too well.
What's the title?
It's a book by Thomas Ice and Wayne House. The title of it was Dominion Theology, Blessing or Curse.
Mm-hmm.
This was really
That book. I've quoted from it.
Yeah. Well, this is a classic. It was really my first exposure to this movement called Dominionism. And when this was written, it had to do with R.J. Rushdoony kind of merging with the charismatic movements at the time. A guy named Robert Tilton and others bringing in this dominionism. With this latest guy, Wilson, it's the same issue. It's just the names are changed a little bit. Christians are drawn to a guy like that because of his conservative political activism. But what they really don't understand is they're getting a lot of tentacles attached to it, which is this dominion theology, you know, which basically changes the purpose and the focus of the church. I did write a book about the kingdom. It's called The Coming Kingdom, how Kingdom Now theology is changing the focus of the church. And that's really the danger of this is, you know, you listen to some of these dominionists, whether it's Rushdoony in the 1980s or Wilson in the year 2024, and you can sympathize with a lot of what they're saying. You know, they're very strong critics of, you know, the secular takeover of our culture, but they're bringing with them a package, and the package is postmillennial dominionism, which, if accepted or adopted, would change what the church is supposed to be doing. You know, we'd be getting into the kingdom building process rather than the Great Commission process. And so that's the danger of a Christian listening to an interview from Charlie Kirk or Tucker Carlson, you know, who doesn't have the gravitas, you know, to bring up these other issues associated with Wilson.
Well, I bet if you asked Charlie Kirk or Tucker Carlson what's replacement theology, they wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about. I bet if you asked them what is dominion theology, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. I'm sure if you asked them about, what are the various eschatologies popular within evangelicalism, they would not know what you're talking about. They couldn't name them. So these guys are out of their depth, which is so common. We've watched Glenn Beck do this. We've watched a lot of these guys do this. And they end up being taken for a ride and taking others for a ride that folks don't need to jump in the car with. This Doug Wilson guy not only has a false gospel, a works gospel, he is into replacement theology, according to the research of Tom Littleton. And so I guess maybe that's what the appeal is to Tucker, because Tucker, unfortunately, seems like Candace Owen to be becoming increasingly anti-Jewish. True or false?
It's true, and that's another tentacle that goes along with this. If this supersessionism, meaning the church has superseded Israel, and you can see this in a lot of Wilson's mentality, where he's trying to bring in baptismal regeneration. Well, he's grabbing that from Genesis 17, which is God's program with Israel. He's trying to Christianize cities, even though Jesus never told us in the Great Commission for the church age, to go out and Christianize cities. Where is he getting it from? Well, he's getting it from the law of Moses. And so the problem with the supersessionism is you start borrowing from Israel's program. You start to think to yourself, well, we're the new Israel. And if we are the new Israel, as supersessionists teach, and God has cut off his future program for the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then who care? Why would you have any incentive to stand up for the beleaguered Israel in the Middle East? We just heard Aaron's, impassioned report on what's happening there. Why care about that if the church is the new Israel? So that's another tentacle that's associated with this Wilson character that the Tucker Carlsons and the Charlie Kirks of the world are really not explaining to people.
In fact, over at 30 Pieces of Silver, Tom Littleton has this headline. Fact check. Can conservative Christians trust the new Tucker Carlson network? Seed money comes from a Muslim American Democrats firm. Well, that might explain potentially why Tucker doesn't seem to want to take on the issue of the Jewish state. And again, Tucker is free to come on this program and we'll have a conversation. And if Tucker is looking for some theological advice and counseling, I would gladly give him Dr. Woods' cell phone number and they can have a private conversation, which again, I would urge Tucker to try to figure out what his own theological worldview is before he sits and talks with potentially what I think are false teachers on air like Doug Wilson. And people say, well, why would I call Doug Wilson a false teacher? Doesn't this guy believe in baptismal regeneration, Doug Wilson?
Well, my understanding he does, and that's an outworking of what we're talking about. If you think the church is the new Israel, then why not grab stuff from Genesis 17 to support what you're supposed to do with infants? Since God told Abraham to have children circumcised on the eighth day. So that becomes their biblical basis for, infant baptism, which leads to baptismal regeneration. The problem is when you get into the New Testament and you look at the section of scripture that governs the church, which is the program we're involved with today, it's the program of God we've been involved with for the last 2,000 years. There's never any indication anywhere of baptismal regeneration. Even the verse that Wilson quotes, you might notice he quoted 1 Peter 3, which talks about baptism that saves. He's misunderstanding the three tenses of salvation: justification, sanctification, and glorification. The verse he's talking about is dealing with the middle tense of salvation. He's confusing it with the first tense of salvation.
So just again, folks, in wrapping up on this one, be very, very, very leery of this guy, who, by the way, I think has also been praised by the Gospel Coalition guys, right?
I think so, and
If I hear the music, I'd like.
Yeah, we'll come back. All of this is in a new article by Tom Littleton, by the way, at 30piecesofsilver.org. The full 45-minute conversation last night with Dr. Woods and Tom is available at worldviewtube.com. We'll be right back with Middle East updates with Dr. Woods. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Melissa and I have been taking Bella Grace, this powerful elixir, since last fall, 2023. The results have been amazing. My hands would crack and bleed, deep cuts and cracks every winter for years. No matter what we did, we couldn't get them to stop cracking and bleeding. This year, I took Bella Grace, no cracking, no bleeding. My acid reflux, gone. Haven't had to take a Pepcid. My hair growth, the last two times I had my hair cut, the lady had to use thinning shears on my hair. That's amazing. We've also received incredible feedback from you, our listening audience, and the impact it's had for you. This is loaded with astaxanthin. That's a powerful antioxidant. Collagen, but top grade collagen. Studies show 95% of it is being absorbed in the body because of the way they develop it. Then we have something called cat's claw. That's an anti-inflammatory from a vine in Peru. It's the bark, and it's an anti-inflammatory. There are about 80 clinical trials on Bella Grace. Please get a subscription now and save. MelissaHouseBG.com. All right, here we go. Let's go to this new article here. Mexico requests to join ICJ, International Criminal Justice, genocide case against Israel. Well, that's interesting. Didn't they just elect a new president who's Jewish? I think she is the counterpart to the current president who is a Marxist. So I think she's a Marxist Jew. So there you go. What are your thoughts on this, Dr. Woods?
Yeah, and before we get to that, can I interject just a couple points about the prior discussion?
Yes.
I talked to you on the phone after the fact last night, and you said to me, I wish we had brought those things up.
Yeah, bring them up.
I'm just going to bring them up now. You know, this anti-Israel direction of Tucker Carlson and Charlie Kirk, I think you see it in a couple of things that they've done recently. Tucker Carlson, of course, Brandon, as you pointed out when it occurred, you know, had on a Christian Palestinian from Bethlehem, you know, giving the anti-Israel theological side to supersessionism and trying to make it sound like Israel is the oppressor. And of course, Carlson didn't have on a counterbalancing voice that could counter what this Christian Palestinianist was saying. And then with Charlie Kirk, one of the things that he has done recently that disturbed me is when the events of October 7th transpired, he floated the case really with no receipts whatsoever and no evidence whatsoever that Netanyahu could have been involved in the events of October 7th by issuing a stand down order to create a crisis in Gaza to expand his own political power, which transforms Netanyahu into the bad guy, you know, who, here's a guy that spent his whole life fighting for and defending the nation of Israel. Charlie Kirk is suddenly floating the idea that Netanyahu, you know, is the culprit of the events of October 7th.
Is Charlie Kirk into QAnon now too, or what?
That I don't know. But
the point I'm making is that's about as stupid as being involved in QAnon.
Yeah. Yeah. No receipts. It's like saying FDR, you know, allowed Pearl Harbor to happen.
Now, that one I might be able to provide you some receipts on. I might provide you some receipts on. But this, yeah, well, again, I'm sorry. I know a lot of people like Charlie Kirk, but I'm sorry. I've had some serious red flags with Charlie Kirk. Haven't I seen LGBTQ, the queer flags, flying at some of his student events? Haven't I seen students waving that and celebrating that?
Well, there's actually footage, you can find it on YouTube even as I speak, of him basically, you know, a guy comes to the microphone wanting to know how the same-sex movement advances the conservative cause. And there's Charlie Kirk for a good 5 minutes kind of ridiculing this guy who came to the microphone, acting like this guy had some kind of problem for even bringing that issue up. And of course, the LGBTQ etc. crowd fits in perfectly with the conservative movement. So as much as we might agree with Charlie Kirk on some points, there's some major red flags on that LGBTQ issue and also on this Israel issue.
Yeah, indeed there are. All right, let's go to the Middle East issues if we can, please, because I do want to open the phone lines up today. Let's go to that one I just mentioned a while ago. Mexico requests to join the International Criminal Justice genocide case against Israel. Can you speak to this, please?
Well, it has to do with a case filed.
I guess it's the International Court of Justice, excuse me.
Yeah. It has to do with a case filed before this globalist court of genocide. And this was filed a while back by South Africa, of all nations, against Israel. And it's just interesting to watch all of these nations of the earth jumping on board with this. The latest is Mexico. Mexico wants to agree with South Africa that Israel is kind of a genocide, you know, country, which of course is ridiculous because the non-Israeli Arabic population has not shrunk but has increased in the land of Israel since 1948, 67, 1973, etc. And in fact, you can reach the highest levels of the Israeli government without being an Israeli citizen. So if Israel is an apartheid state or a genocidal power, she's doing a pretty lousy job of being such. So this is just another ridiculous international lawsuit that was filed by South Africa against Israel. Well, here's Mexico jumping on board with it. And I don't think the election of this new female president, the first female president, I'm told, in Mexico's history, is going to slow things down. Yeah, there's her picture, a Sheinbaum, because my understanding of her is she's very far to the left, even as left or further left than her predecessor. And, you know, with the left comes this, you know, sort of Israel-hating mentality. So if she is Jewish, it looks like she is, she seems to be a self-hating or a self-loathing Jew.
Yeah, like Karl Marx or Sigmund Freud. Let's go to this one here. Breitbart reporting the Israeli UN ambassador, if it doesn't reform, U.S. should consider defunding the UN. Well, of course they should, but I think we all know that's never going to happen.
Yeah, the article just points out that we pay $20 billion with a B per year to the UN to support what? To create a platform for people with anti-Israel, anti-American values. And this particular individual, envoy, is saying to the United States, come on, U.S., wake up. You know, quit providing a platform for people that want to abuse us and abuse you. And so the greatest thing any president or leader in America could do is get us out of the United Nations.
Yeah. Another one. Biden lied about Israeli proposal. Right-wing ministers threatened to quit. What right-wing ministers are they talking about? Do you know?
Well, this relates to what Aaron was speaking of earlier. And it has to do with the fact that Biden came up with this plan related to the ceasefire situation. And the plan was so lopsided that Hamas applauded it because it was in their favor. And then Biden lied about it by saying it was actually Netanyahu's plan, which it was not. Obama, of all people, let it slip that the plan was actually birthed from Biden and not Netanyahu. And to make matters worse, Biden communicated all of this stuff on, you know, just before, on, during Shabbat, when the Israeli government wouldn't have a chance to counter the lies that were spoken. So you've got a president of the United States that's doing this kind of thing to Israel. And to me, it's alarming because God is very clear in his word. I'll bless those who bless the Jewish people, and I'll curse those who curse the Jewish people. And this is the kind of thing that that Biden is doing. And the involvement of Obama in the whole thing is fascinating because we all know that Joe Biden, with his mental limitations, is just an empty vessel. And essentially what's happening is the Biden regime is really Obama's third term. This is the kind of thing that Obama was doing when he was in office. And so the whole thing is continuing now. And that's why it's interesting that Obama is the one that let it slip that this plan favoring Hamas did not originate from Israel at all, but originated from the Biden administration.
Here is an article. That's very interesting. May 31st, Africa File, May 31st, 2024, Russian Red Sea Logistics Center in Sudan. Russia is planning to build a logistical support center on Sudan's Red Sea coast, which it likely intends to use to advance its efforts to secure a Russian naval base in Sudan. Why is this particularly of interest to you? Why'd you send this to me?
Well, it's of interest to me because one of the players in the infamous Gog Magog invasion yet future, Ezekiel 38 and 39, is Cush. Now, Cush, Josephus tells us, you just have to trace where Noah's descendants settled. One of them was named Cush. Josephus tells us that Cush settled in Ethiopia. And the definition of Ethiopia in Josephus' day was different than the definition or the borders of Ethiopia today. It stretched all the way down to the Sudan. So if I'm interpreting these things correctly, Russia and the Sudan would team up and would invade Israel in the last days. So the presence of Russia in the Sudan militarily, to me, is stage setting for the Gog-Magog invasion.
1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions on anything we've discussed or a general Bible question, general Bible prophecy question. 1-800-347-9829. Again, 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to this one while we're waiting on the phone lines to fill up. Iran further increases its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons grade levels. You know, we've been hearing this for a gazillion years, literally. I'm getting a little tired of hearing about it because either they have it or they don't. I think Peter Prodd, who sat at this desk, former CIA analyst, was right. They've already got nuclear weapons. They've had them for a long time. So can we just quit playing this game, The Red Line by Benjamin Netanyahu at the UN gazillions of years ago? I'm tired of all the blustering. Everybody knows they have a bomb. Do we think that Russia, North Korea, China, none of them have helped them get this by now, Dr. Woods?
Yeah, and the reason all this is prophetically significant, you know, Iran crossing the nuclear finish line, is because of the prophecies of Ezekiel 38 and 39, which anticipate Persia, who we believe is Iran, becoming a regional power in the last days and being one of the culprits of this end time invasion. And so what should we see in preparation for that? We should see a growing, aggressive, belligerent Iran. And that's what we see developing constantly in our newspapers. Even that article you quoted earlier about the presence of Russia in the Sudan and North America, that article goes on and it mentions Iran. So here you have the Sudan, Russia, and Iran teaming up as regional powers against Israel. And that's exactly the scenario that's coming into place as we speak. Lots of evidence of it, but Iran crossing the nuclear finish line would be one such piece of evidence.
I want to go to this one before we go to break and then the phones. Russia welcomes NATO member Turkey's. Why would we not on joining BRICS? Russia welcomes NATO member Turkey's, quote, why would we not, end quote, on joining BRICS? Well, of course they're going to join BRICS. And we have Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, United Arab Emirates, Iran, Saudi Arabia, all these countries that have joined, a bunch of them. I mean, we are at the end of the dollar. They're going to look, sounds like, back a percentage of their crypto with gold. All of these BRICS nations are stocking up in their central banks on gold. I mean, this is an economic war. This is, again, most Americans, Dr. Woods, as you and I know, other than this audience, are completely oblivious to how much their life is about to change at every level, from terrorism to economics, banking. I mean, they just have no clue, do they, Dr. Woods, most Americans, unless they listen to a show like this or Crosstalk.
Yeah. I mean, BRICS is the reason the purchasing power of the dollar is decreasing and why inflation is
happening. Hold right there. The music's drowning you out. BRICS is one reason why we're having a decrease in the purchasing power of the dollar is what he said, if you missed that. We'll let him comment and go right to your phone call as we come back. 347-9829. Jim Rickers has a brand new article out as well. He is really warning that NATO and Biden and President of France and others are really trying to get us into a nuclear exchange with Putin, striking deep into Russia and their early warning system with U.S. weapons and targeting by U.S. experts. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Is the government tracking you? Do they have access to all your data? Well, if you go to worldviewtalk.com, you'll find out about a cell phone company that, well, does not store your data. They don't do that. This is what they're known for. They don't store your data. You have privacy. You're not being tracked. That's why a lot of folks are turning to worldviewtalk.com. You'll find their prices are very competitive. All the details are there at worldviewtalk.com. Again, worldviewtalk.com. Oh, while you're there, not only do they have cell phones that aren't tracking you, you can find out about how to get a satellite phone. Should the whole system go down and you want to communicate with a family member or a loved one, you might want to have a satellite phone. Or how about their solar generators? They have great solar generators. Check them all out right now. Worldviewtalk.com. Worldviewtalk.com. All right, welcome back. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney in Texas, line one. Hi, Rad. Rodney, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Genesis 12, 1 to 3 does not refer to Israel. It only refers to Abram, who is later called Abraham. So you're getting it wrong when you said the Lord will bless Israel.
Okay, Dr. Wood, you want to respond to that?
It's only Abraham.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Wood, you want to respond?
Well, I mean, he's right. In Genesis 12, that was only to Abram's descendants because he was the first patriarch. But as you move into the, as you move through Genesis, you'll see that language is repeated to Isaac, and then it's later repeated to Jacob. And then it's repeated over and over again throughout the prophets, Old Testament prophets, dealing with the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So to be a true Hebrew, you have to be a physical descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that promise is repeated to Abraham, then Isaac, then Jacob, then all their descendants. So, you know, there's more to the Bible than Genesis 12. You got to unpack the entire scripture.
Now, I'm glad Rodney called in and asked that question, but why would he make that statement? What does that tell you about his position on the Jewish people or where he's coming from? Have you heard this argument before, and what group is it that normally argues this?
Well, you know, I'm not much of a mind reader, but I have heard it from people that dislike the idea of Christian Zionism. And they're trying to make the case that the Jews in the Middle East are not the Jews of the Bible. I've actually heard AOC make that claim. We've critiqued Stu Peters. You know, he's made that claim. And so I hear this kind of
argument. Rodney, are you still there? Is Rodney still there? I want to see if I can get him to clarify where he's coming from. But I'm glad he called in. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to Eric in New Mexico, line four. Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, never mind. Thanks.
Okay. Well, there we go. 1-800-3. I guess his sandwich showed up at the shop, you know. My meal's now here. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Apparently he had a question about the Talmud. Tell our audience what the Talmud is, Dr. Woods.
Well, the Talmud, there was two of them. There's one called the Palestinian Talmud, and later one developed about AD 500 called the Babylonian Talmud. But basically it's what I would call building a fence around the law. You know, the Jews were so afraid of violating the Sabbath law because that's what put them into the 70-year captivity that they built a fence around the law by saying things like you couldn't eat on the Sabbath. things of that nature. And that's who Jesus is always in conflict with, because the tail started to wag the dog, and all of these extra biblical regulations started off well-intentioned. But as happens typically with legalism, the rules and the traditions become more important over the course of time than the scripture that the rules and traditions were originally designed to protect. And this is where Phariseeism came from, where they were completely focused on their traditions and they lost sight of God's word. That's why Jesus said to the Pharisees in Mark 7, verse 13, you've made null the word of God through your traditions. So when Jesus would heal someone on the Sabbath, or his disciples would eat on the Sabbath, and the Pharisees would get all upset that their rules were from the Talmud and other sources, Mishnah, were being violated, Jesus would respond and say, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath was originally designed to bless man. So I'm not violating the Sabbath's original intent. It's your rules that are going against what the Sabbath was originally designed to do, because your rules are preventing me from blessing people on the Sabbath. So that's a kind of a long answer.
All right. Great job. Question. Let's go to William. William's calling in from Arizona, line one. Hi, William.
Hello.
Hi.
This is my question. I'm talking to air now.
You are. Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a major, Harrison Mann is reported in the Jerusalem Post as having resigned his position in the United States Army over his military intelligence that he has on Gaza, and he thinks that Israel is doing the wrong thing in Gaza, that they're killing too many civilians. And I wondered if you had a comment on that, because it just baffles me that any Jewish person would condemn Israel for their war after what happened in October. I'm just flabbergasted.
Now, tell me, I want to find the article. Tell me what the article's titled, please, again.
Well, it was titled, it had his name in the article, mm-hmm. His name is Major Harrison Mann.
Okay.
He's an Army major, and he resigned his position in the United States Army. And I believe he was in NSA. I'm not certain on that, but I know he's in military intelligence. And he came to this conclusion quite quickly, because he resigned back in November, but they're only now reporting this in the Jerusalem Post. So I'm quite
baffled about it. Okay, here it is. Thank you for that. Here it is. U.S. Army officer resigns in protest over U.S. support for Israel. Major Harrison Mann, a Jewish American working for the Defense Intelligence Agency, has resigned from the U.S. Army, citing the United States' nearly unqualified support for the government of Israel, which he claims has enabled and empowered the killing of starvation of tens of thousands of innocent Palestinians. Well, I'll start with that one, then Dr. Wiss can take it right on a time. There are a lot of Jews that are against Israel for whatever reason. We've got Karl Marx, self-hating Jews, Sigmund Freud, others we can name. But we have Orthodox Jews standing out there protesting against Israel and supporting Palestine. Think about it as America. Do we have Americans that claim to be Christians that support stupidity and even Marxism? Yeah, we have Christians all the time that say they're Christians and support Marxism. We have people who claim to be Christians that support all kinds of atrocities. Why are the Jewish people any more immune from that? Dr. Woods?
Well, it sounds also like this guy is borrowing heavily from Hamas-dominated statistics. Some of his statistics, I think, have been challenged. And Israel, it's a proven fact, and it came up earlier when Aaron was talking, fights wars in the most ethical, humane way of any nation on planet Earth.
And so he could also, Dr. Wood, just be American that's Jewish, who, like so many Americans, has zero education on what's really happening. A great question, great call. Stay tuned for Crosstalk, folks. Thanks for listening. Take care. And that's our broadcast on those 68 terrestrial stations. Dr. Woods, welcome back. We'll continue here for a few more minutes. Let's talk about anything else in your report that is of concern to you today. What's another hot topic? We obviously can't get to all of them, but what else do you have there?
Well, there's an article there about Saudi Arabia changing the school books. And I think this is very interesting, because they're actually becoming pro-Israel in their textbook. typically Israel doesn't even appear on most Middle Eastern Islamic maps. And here's Saudi Arabia removing the word Palestine over the map where Israel is supposed to be. And they're actually becoming pro-Israel in their textbooks when you compare 2023 textbooks to 2024. And this fits a prophetic pattern because it's Saudis that actually helped Israel in the latest Iranian attack from Iran into the land of Israel by intercepting missiles. And it's the Saudis that are seeking to normalize relations with Israel. And it's the Saudis who are essentially clamping down and arresting people on social media within their citizenry that are condemning Israel. Now, the question is, why is all of this happening? Why is a Muslim country, a Sunni Muslim country, suddenly becoming very pro-Israel? Well, the human answer is they want normalization with Israel through the Abraham Accords. But the prophetic answer is Ezekiel 38, verse 13. Ezekiel 2,600 years ago predicted that Sheba and Dedan, who we believe is Saudi Arabia, would protest the invasion of Israel by the big three, Russia, Turkey, and Iran, as predicted in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And so for years and years and years, prophecy students scratched their heads and wondered, well, why in the world would the Saudis ever protest the invasion? What you're seeing right now in real time is the answer to that question. The Saudis, because God determined it would be so, are actually becoming pro-Israel, right down to what they're teaching their own students in compulsory education.
Wow.
AndyWoodsMinistries.org, AndyWoodsMinistries.org. We carry his program every night, 9 o'clock Central. And I think starting this Sunday, we'll be carrying your sermon live on Worldview Tube on Sunday mornings. Right, Logan? Yeah, he says. I think I've been seeing the text going back and forth. I guess you guys are getting all that worked out.
Yes.
Good. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for all you're doing. And you're going to be at the Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up November 1st, along with all those other great guys, Patrick Wood, Leo Holman, Aaron Lavarco, Colonel Rob Manis, Sharam Hadian, Bill Federer, 21st Annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. As always, thank you, Dr. Woods.
Great to be here. And looking forward to the conference.
We are as well, my friend. Dr. Andy Woods checking in. Let me show you this real quick, guys. Go to WorldviewTube, WorldviewTube.com. Spell it right. House. WorldviewTube.com. There you go. Vault. There it is. WorldviewTube.com/vault. It'll pop up here. It's taking a second. There we go. All right. This is where we archive 20-plus years of radio shows, TV shows, my ebooks, documentaries, transcripts, Ozarks Worldview Weekend keynote presentations, 20 years worth. Now, we make all of our programming available to everybody, front and center at worldviewtube.com as a broadcast service and a broadcast ministry of our foundation. But we do eventually make it all into the vault. And if you would like to get access to all of our years worth of programming, my ebooks, my audiobooks, our Ozarks conference, my documentaries, it is all there for you, folks. And so much of this is more relevant than the day we filmed it. So, it is not only a vault full of biblical Christian worldview treasures to help you understand the times and know how to respond, it is also a way for you to support what we're doing so we can keep pushing out and producing such programming and content. You can join for a month for $9.99 a month. You can join for a year, which is $7.99 a month. So let me ask you this. Are you willing to support us for $7.99 a month and get access to 20 years worth of programming? Or you can join the six-month rate for just $8.99. We do need your support. We are a listener-supported program. Our network is all listener-supported. This is one way you can do it. So please consider joining now, worldviewtube.com/vault, worldviewtube.com/vault. Thanks for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.